Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Well, all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. You have a few minutes to participate, sir.
Sure.
All right, sir, what is your zip code?
30318.
Okay. All right, now, just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is the year of your birth?
1977.
All right. All right, sir, now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Master's degree, okay. All right, now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Okay, now, what is your race, sir?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Biden, all right. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, below is a list of issues. Please select three of the, are the most important to you, okay? The first one is the inflation and cost of living, abortion access, climate change and the environment, immigration, racism and discrimination, traffic, education, public transportation, jobs in the economy, and crime.
Transportation, climate change.
Okay, public transportation, climate change, and what else? I have a job in the economy. Crime, okay, all right. All right, sir, now when thinking about the direction in which, each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The city of Atlanta.
Satisfied.
Would that be very or just somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
The Atlanta region.
Somewhat satisfied.
And Georgia.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now I'd like to rate you how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas. Okay. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, towards them. A 5 means that you neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of them, then people or groups, tell me, and you can tell me that as well. Okay, the first one would be Martha Buses.
Marta?
Yes, Marta Buses, huh?
2.
2, okay. The Atlanta City Council?
4.
4. The Atlanta Beltline?
7.
7. Okay, self-driving cars.
2.
2. Mayor Andre Dickens.
7.
7. The Atlanta Police Department.
3.
3. And artificial intelligence companies.
2.
And Governor Brian Kemp.
1. 1.
And Uber and Lyft?
3. 3.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say it's excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Poor.
Okay. And how frequently do you use the public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week? A few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Okay. And how familiar are you with Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Very familiar.
Okay. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Would you say almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely, okay. All right, sir, based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Would that be very positive or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat positive, okay. And what is the first word or phrase, you know, that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Gentrification.
Okay. Say it again.
Gentrification.
Okay. Oh, gentrification. Okay. Okay. Gentrification. Okay. And here's a few statements after each one. Please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree with the statement, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. Okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel. Okay, the first one says, I feel safe riding Martha. Would that be strongly disagree, neither agree or disagree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
6.
About 6, okay. Crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's buses.
5.
Okay, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
10.
Okay, I can easily get to a place I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
2.
Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
1.
Okay, I trust Martha to finish the project they are working on.
2.
Okay, and adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
0.
0. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and which of the following statements do you agree with most? Okay, statement A says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more, you know, take more cars off our roadways. Statement B says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our, you know, micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which one do you agree with most, A or B?
A.
Okay, would that be strongly A or somewhat A?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. All right, sir, and here are some policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's, you know, area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that, you know, you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this problem, this policy, and feel lukewarm, you know, towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel, okay? The first one said adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods from 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
8.
Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
5.
Okay, you're adding extra capacity and in trains to Martha, making them more frequent and reliable.
8.
Okay. Adding more security to Martha stops.
8.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
8.
Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
7.
7. Okay, and repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
10.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and how familiar are you with Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan? Which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline rail? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. All right, sir, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation into the Beltline?
Support strongly.
And would that be strongly? Okay. All right, sir, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation into the Beltline?
Support strongly.
Yeah, strongly, okay. All right, sir, now we are almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? I only have a couple minutes to go, and then we should be done. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline, okay? Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 is that you feel neither convincing or unconvincing. And 0 means not convincing at all, a statement, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, all world-class cities have major problem transportation systems that need the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. Would you say that's not all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing?
2 to 10.
2, okay. All right, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars, crowd in our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will make cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. Not all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing or very convincing.
5.
Okay, the last one says, Atlanta is growing very quickly and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which connects our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. Would that be not all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing?
6.
6. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And once again, okay, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation into the Beltline?
Support strongly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And the last statements, okay, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means, it's very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel somewhat concerning, and 0 means it's not concerning at all, a statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train's start speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works out for out-of-towners. Would you say that's not all concerning, somewhat concerning, or very
8.
Concerning? 8, okay. The Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete. Assuming it ever finishes, let's look at the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI, you know, to move people around more effectively. Would you say that's not concerning somewhat or two? Okay. All right, sir. And the last one said the Beltline train will lack, you know, in bed public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we have seen in our freeways, once these projects are built, they are never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk, you know, to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. Not all concerning, somewhat, or five. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, one last time. Okay. And based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of traffic transportation onto the Beltline?
Strongly support.
Okay. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay. We almost finished. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Would it be less than 1 year? 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 years or more?
21 or more.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Gay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Married? Okay, and
are
you a parent? Unmarried, okay. Unmarried. All right, sir, and are you the parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Nope.
Okay. And in politics, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
All right, sir, and do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right, sir, and which of the following best describes how, you know, your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right, sir, and last question. Last year, that is 2023, what is the total family income from all sources before taxes? Was that less than $25,000 a year?
85.
Okay, 85. Okay, let me see. 85. All right, sir. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate
you
your help.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.